Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City are reportedly preparing to offer Ruben Dias a new and improved contract following his impressive first season at the Etihad Stadium. The 24-year-old penned a six-year deal with the Citizens upon his arrival from Benfica last summer, and he made 50 appearances for Pep Guardiola's side during the 2020-21 campaign. According to reports, Dias's performances last term will be rewarded by a new deal that will see him almost double his current wage at the club to £140,000 a week. The defender was named the Premier League Player of the Season for 2020-21, while he also picked up the FWA Footballer of the Year award due to his impressive displays. Moving on, and Bayern Munich star Robert Lewandowski is thought to be one name on a short list of alternative strikers if City fail to land main target Harry Kane this summer. Lewandowski enjoyed a stunning season for the German Giants last time out, breaking a long-standing Bundesliga record previously held by Gerd Müller by scoring 41 goals in a single league campaign. Currently on an eye-watering £256,000 per week at the Allianz Arena, Lewandowski has shown little sign of penning a new deal with Bayern. The Polish international has 2 years left to run on his current deal, but is reportedly tempted by the prospect of a new challenge next season. And finally, Atletico Madrid will reportedly make a move for Manchester City midfielder Yangel Herrera if Sal Niguez leaves to join at Manchester United. Niguez has been heavily linked with a move away from Atletico this summer, with United, Barcelona, Juventus and Liverpool all holding an interest in the 25-year-old. If he does depart, then it's claimed that Atletico will enter the race for a replacement. It's been claimed that City midfielder Herrera is being considered as a possible option. That's all for now. We'll have more later.